Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a theory that's a really interesting blend of physics and philosophy, and even a little bit of mysticism. It's called the Noelian Universe Theory. And our source material is a dialogue between the theory's creator, who's an artist, and self-proclaimed schizophrenic savant, David Noel Lynch. He goes by Noel. And our source is a conversation between him and a panel of professors.
Yeah, and this meeting of the minds, it took place at North Carolina State University's Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering Department. It's a pretty rigorous setting for a theory that really challenges conventional physics. Noel sat down with a few different experts, Dr. Silverberg, who's a specialist in dynamics and modern physics, Dr. Eichen, a structural mechanics expert, and Dr. Whaley, a pioneer in high-performance computing. And what's really fascinating is that these NCSU professors were already exploring a quantum deterministic description of reality. So, you know, their interest in Noel's ideas adds another layer of intrigue here.
So to understand this Noelian universe, we have to start with how Noel visualizes these primitives. And you can think of them as particles that are just zipping around at the speed of light. And he sees these primitives moving in a very specific pattern, cosine wave. And he believes that this pattern reflects like a hidden order to the universe.
Yeah, a hidden order that's really at the heart of something he calls the Noelian axiom. And it's represented by this equation, Nesha C, C plus Ota. Now, each part of this equation represents a different facet of reality. So Nesha C stands for something called the ultimaton. And Noel describes this as like the void. It's this realm of pure potential. You know, you could almost think about it like the quantum vacuum or like a zero point energy field that physicists often talk about. It's like the state of pure potentiality.
Yeah. Okay.
And on the other end of the spectrum, you have C plus, and that represents entropium. And this is where things get really interesting. Noel describes this as the realm of infinite possibility. It's like a boundless expanse where energy actually collapses inward. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So we have these two sort of seemingly opposite realms, and then smack dab in the middle connecting the two is the infinity interchange.
Exactly.
And he kind of envisions this as like a toroidal nexus. It's like a swirling vortex where creation happens. I'm envisioning it as a cosmic blender where potential meets possibility, and that gives rise to everything that we experience.
Yeah, I love that. The cosmic blender, that's a great way to put it. And it's this dynamic interplay between ultimaton and entropium, this push and pull of potential and possibility. It's like the fuel of the Noelian universe.
Yeah.
And what's really fascinating here is that Noel doesn't just like describe this cosmic dance. He uses it to reimagine the very building blocks of matter. So forget the traditional billiard ball model of the atom.
Right.
Noel envisions atoms as rotating, oscillating atories. They're constantly breathing through this exchange between the ultimaton and entropium.
Okay, so we have these swirling, torus-shaped atoms that are constantly exchanging energy with the void and the realm of infinite possibility. But what about those primitives that we talked about earlier? Are those like the actual building blocks of these toroidal atoms?
That is where things get even more mind-bending. Noel calls these primitives derivatives, and they're not fundamental building blocks in the traditional sense. They're more like condensed manifestations of frequency. So think of them as like echoes of the toroidal atom oscillations. You know, they're kind of swirling around like a mist.
Yeah.
And the density of these derivatives, what we perceive as their mass, is actually determined by the torus's oscillations and its rotational speed.
So heavier elements like gold or lead would have tighter, faster spinning tori with denser, more solid-like derivatives. And lighter elements would have these looser, slower spinning tories with more ephemeral, mist-like derivatives.
Exactly.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think that something as seemingly solid as gold could essentially be like a swirling vortex of energy with condensed echoes of its frequency. It's really wild. But it doesn't stop there, does it? He takes this toroidal concept and he applies it to a much, much grander scale.
He does. He suggests that black holes, instead of being these points of infinite density as conventionally believed, that they're actually harmonic echoes of these galactic tori.
Wow.
So imagine the entire galaxy is like a giant torus with a black hole at its center acting kind of like a resonating frequency. It's a pretty incredible concept. And he sees this fascinating parallel between the nucleus of an atom and a black hole. They're like analogous structures, but operating on these vastly different scales. And it's like this fractal view of the universe, these patterns that repeat themselves from the microcosm to the macrocosm.
So how does he propose we test this theory? I know that he sees the Large Hadron Collider, that massive atom smasher, as like a potential tool to validate these ideas.
He does. He believes that by smashing these particles together at incredible speeds, scientists might be able to detect what he calls rotational signatures. So it's evidence that these particles actually have a spin, which hints at this toroidal nature, and he challenges the Standard Model's concept of point particles. This is the idea that the most fundamental bits of matter, like electrons, are these dimensionless points. Noel argues that that's an oversimplification, that reality is inherently dynamic and interconnected, and he suggests that scientists should analyze the data from the LHC, but not just for the expected particles, but for specific 3D arc patterns that would actually indicate a rotational bias.
So he's looking for evidence of these swirling toroidal atoms.
Exactly. It's like looking for the shattered remnants of these toroidal atoms, these fragments that still carry the echo of their original form.
And the NCSU faculty's response to all of this was a mix of skepticism and intrigue, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they challenged Noel with tough questions, kind of poked holes in his ideas, and pushed him to refine his thinking.
Yeah, there was definitely healthy skepticism in the room, which you would expect from a group of scientists encountering such an unconventional theory. But even in their skepticism, there was a spark of curiosity. They seemed genuinely interested in exploring where Noel's unconventional ideas might intersect with their own research, even if they weren't entirely convinced.
It's like Noel's ideas, while seemingly out there, resonate with some of the very real questions that physicists are grappling with today.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. He's offering this completely new perspective, one that blurs the lines between science and spirituality. And he's really forcing us to reconsider our assumptions about the nature of reality. You know, he's saying, hey, what if the universe isn't just this collection of discrete, isolated objects, but rather a swirling, interconnected tapestry of energy and frequency?
And now you might be wondering, what does this all mean for me? What are the implications of a toroidal universe? And that's a question worth pondering, I think. Does it change how you see the world, the way you interact with it, the way you understand your own place in this grand cosmic dance?
It's a lot to think about. Noel uses a really relatable analogy to try to explain how the nucleus forms in his model. He talks about a crystal glass. And when you run a wet finger around the rim, it produces a specific tone, like a resonant frequency. And Noel suggests that a similar phenomenon is happening at the atomic level.
So instead of the nucleus being a separate particle, like protons and neutrons, he's saying that it emerges from the oscillations of the torus itself.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He believes it's the ether, you know, that all-pervasive medium that some physicists theorize kind of fills the universe. He thinks that's what's interacting with the torus and creating that resonant frequency at the atom center. And this resonant frequency, according to Noel, is what we perceive as the nucleus.
And this idea of resonance and harmonics, he takes that even further and applies it to black holes.
Right. Rather than being points of infinite density as conventional physics suggests, Noel sees black holes as macrocosmic tori, like the harmonic echoes at the centers of these galaxy-sized tori. And this breathing, this kind of oscillation of the torus, is driven by that interplay we talked about between the ultimaton and entropium. You know, potential flowing in, possibilities collapsing inward. It creates this kind of dynamic push and pull.
So it's not a static structure. It's a dynamic process, this constant expansion and contraction.
Precisely. And this oscillation, it isn't perfectly symmetrical. And this asymmetry is really crucial to Noel's theory because it explains how the atom rotates. He suggests that the kind of uneven push and pull between the ultimaton and entropium creates a torque, setting the torus spinning.
So the atom's rotation isn't caused by some external force, but it's like an emergent property of its own internal dynamics. This model really challenges the way we typically envision atoms, you know, those neat symmetrical structures that you see in textbooks.
Yeah, he's proposing something much more dynamic. A universe where everything is in constant flux. A universe that's alive and dynamic, even at the atomic level.
And then there's the question of how the primitives, you know, those derivatives, actually manifest.
Right. So Noel describes them as condensations of frequency. It's kind of like a mist swirling around the torus. And the density of these derivatives, what we perceive as their mass, that's determined by the torus's oscillations and its rotational speed. And this is how he connects his atomic model to the periodic table.
So heavier elements like gold or lead would have tighter, faster spinning torus with denser derivatives, almost solid-like in their manifestation.
Exactly. While lighter elements have looser tori, slower spins, and their derivatives are more like this wispy mist.
Noel believes that we can actually test his theory using the Large Hadron Collider. smashing atoms together at incredibly high speeds.
Yeah, he thinks scientists might be able to see the echoes of these toroidal structures in the particle collisions that result from those experiments. And this goes back to his challenge of the Standard Model's reliance on point particles. You know, the Standard Model says that the most fundamental bits of matter are these tiny dimensionless points. But Noel argues that this is an oversimplification.
He believes the LHC might reveal what he calls rotational signatures, clues that these particles actually have a spin, hinting at a toroidal structure rather than these dimensionless points.
Right. And he even proposes a specific way to analyze the data from the LHC. He suggests looking for 3D arc patterns in the debris of these collisions, patterns that would indicate a rotational bias.
So it's like looking for the shattered fragments of a mirror. Each fragment reflecting something different, yet all bear traces of that original.
A great analogy. And Noel believes that within this vast amount of data that the LHC generates, we might actually find a statistical preference for certain spatial orientations, a pattern that would confirm the toroidal nature of the atom. Now, he acknowledges that this wouldn't be proof in the traditional scientific sense.
But it would be a compelling clue, like a whisper from the universe that supports his model.
Exactly. And this kind of thinking requires a real shift in perspective, a willingness to look beyond the traditional methods of analysis.
It sounds like Noel is proposing a new way of doing science, one that embraces the inherent complexity and uncertainty of the universe.
I think you're right. He believes that by analyzing the LHC data in this very specific way, scientists might find the smoking gun. That statistical anomaly that confirms the toroidal nature of the atom. And this wouldn't just impact physics.
It would have implications for our understanding of the universe as a whole.
Absolutely. It could change how we understand everything from the Big Bang to the nature of consciousness itself.
Noel's theory really challenges us to consider the possibility of a deeper order to the universe. You know, like this hidden interconnectedness that we're only just beginning to grasp.
Yeah, and he sees this as a collaborative effort. He's urging scientists to embrace a more holistic approach to their work.
He calls for this integration of science, philosophy, and even spirituality, what he calls the trivium.
Right. This isn't about replacing science, but about expanding it, integrating subjective and intuitive ways of knowing alongside objective empirical observation.
Noel believes that by opening ourselves up to these different ways of knowing, we might unlock a deeper understanding of the universe and our place within it.
It's a beautiful idea, and his dialogue with the NCSU faculty, it was a fascinating exchange, a real dance between skepticism and curiosity.
They raised some really important questions. You know, they were probing the mathematical basis of his theory and the feasibility of this proposed LHC experiment.
Right. But they also acknowledged the allure of his vision, the potential for a unifying framework that could bridge the gap between the known and the unknown.
And Noel admitted that his theory is speculative. It's a leap of faith into a realm that really defies conventional thinking.
He did. But he also suggested that perhaps the most important thing isn't finding definitive answers, but asking the right questions.
He challenged the NCSU faculty to consider a different perspective, one that views the universe not as a machine, but as a living, breathing entity.
And while his ideas might not fit neatly into the established scientific framework, they raise these important questions about the limitations of our current understanding.
The dialogue left the NCSU faculty with a sense of wonder and a thirst for further exploration.
Yeah, they recognized that the Noelian universe theory, while unconventional, it offered a fresh perspective on these long-standing scientific mysteries.
And perhaps within those seemingly outlandish ideas lie the seeds of a new understanding, a bridge between science and spirituality, a glimpse into the hidden order of the universe. They left that meeting with more questions than answers. But, you know, sometimes that's where true intellectual discovery begins.
Yeah, Noel's visit to NCSU definitely planted a seed. It was a spark of possibility that challenged these scientists to look beyond the confines of their current paradigms.
Well, this deep dive into the Noelian universe has taken us on quite a journey, hasn't it?
It really has.
From reimagining the atom as this swirling vortex of energy to contemplating the nature of black holes as these cosmic echoes.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Noel's ideas are certainly thought-provoking. They're pushing the boundaries of physics and philosophy.
Definitely. And whether or not his theory ultimately stands up to scientific scrutiny, it serves as a powerful reminder that there's always more to learn, more to explore.
It encourages us to question our assumptions and to embrace these new perspectives and to just keep searching for those underlying patterns that connect everything in the universe.
You know, perhaps the true value of the Noellian universe theory lies not in its scientific validity, but in its ability to spark our imaginations, to inspire us to think differently about the world around us.
So, as you continue your own explorations, keep Noel's axiom in mind, Messi C plus 3.
Remember that dance between potential and possibility, that singular infinity where creation happens.
And who knows? Maybe one day we'll unlock the secrets of the toroidal atom and uncover that hidden symphony of the universe.